This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, this is Justine Toe and you're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. Now this week we're going to be talking about some of the big questions of life, just a light topic. But we want to think about the meaning and purpose of life, about God, reality, the universe. Now essentially these are all worldview questions and Simon Smart and I are going to have a look at this. Now, Simon, you edited a book on this called A Spectator's Guide to Worldview. So obviously you think it's important.
I do. I think there's great value in considering worldview. And that's for everyone, regardless of whether they're a religious believer or not. It centres on fundamental questions of life that I'd argue we all need to consider.
Okay, let's start from the beginning. What's meant by worldview?
Yeah, all of us have a worldview, even if we don't know it or we wouldn't be good at describing it. So we could define it like this: as a set of fundamental beliefs through which we view the world and our place in it. It gives shape to our lives. It sort of creates the space in which we live and operate. Sometimes I like to say it like this: it's a bit like a lens through which we view the world. So we don't look at the lens, but we look through it and it determines what we see in front of us.
So what gives us that lens and how do we come to have the lens that we have?
There's lots of things that create that lens. Our culture, our family, our genetic makeup possibly as well, the way where we've lived, all of our experiences that give us that lens. And that lens can be very different from other people, but also it can be subtly different.
So how do we work out what our worldview is or that of other people? You know, what kinds of other lenses are people looking through?
There's some help. There's people who help us with this. James Sire is an academic who's written a lot about this. And he says you can find out someone's worldview in the answer they give to four key questions. I want to add a fifth, but let's look at that. So the first one is, who am I? Meaning, what is it to be a human being? Are humans just complex machines made up of physical matter and nothing more? Or perhaps they're a spark from an eternal flame or a unique creation of God. You know, the answer you give to that's very important. Where am I is the second one, meaning what is the nature of the world and the universe that I find myself in? Do I think of the world and the universe as personal, ordered and controlled, or chaotic, cruel and random? That sort of stuff.
Okay, so the first two questions so far are, who are we as human beings? What type of universe are we in? So what else? What other questions do we have to consider?
Third one is, what's wrong? Why is it that the world appears to be not the way it's supposed to be? How do I make sense of evil, for instance? So what's wrong? And then connected to that is, what's the solution? Where do I find hope for something better? Is it primarily in consumerism, finding more, getting more and more stuff, or some other answer to life? And then the fifth one, what happens at the end? Do we come around again, incarnated? Do we face eternal life with or without God? Do we become one with the universe? Now, the answers we give to these questions have profound implications for how we live, how we see others, and how we think not only how life is, but how it ought to be.
And so why do you think worldview is important to consider?
Worldview matters more and more. Our society is more and more complex. And so increasingly we're going to be mixing with people at work, in our neighbourhood, on the bus, in classrooms, I would argue, sometimes even within our own homes, mixing with people who might think our own worldview is nonsense or they have a very different way of seeing the world to us. And the influence of worldviews is everywhere. Every time we listen to a song, if we see a film, view a piece of art, when we read a book, newspaper article, when we look at advertisements, listen to the radio, indeed, we are being exposed to a worldview of one kind or another.
So do you reckon that people, like a director of a film, for example, are they deliberately encoding a particular worldview into the films that they create?
It's more like the background to the way we see life. So no, I don't think, well, sometimes possibly, but mostly not. Mostly it's sort of a background thing that is, that you see, if you dig a bit deeper, you see a worldview emerging out of films. I mean, there's tons of examples of that. I mean, I remember you've reviewed the film Avatar. There's a lot of worldview there. It's everywhere. It's in every film, every book. And it isn't always a conscious thing. Sometimes it's sort of almost a subconscious thing or a pre-articulated picture of the world.
So you mentioned before this idea that, you know, as humans, are we just physical beings just made out of the stuff of the universe? It's science in some ways. It's just another worldview.
In the way that someone like Richard Dawkins uses it, absolutely, it is. There's this sense of the world being nothing but material things, physical things. And so if you think that, that has a profound impact on the way you see your life, how your life's supposed to play out, how you view other people. And I would argue sometimes we have very inconsistent ways of holding worldviews. I'd like to talk more about that as we go.
Yeah, these are really important questions. I think next time we'll explore the Christian worldview and the answers that it gives to these questions.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.